Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cino Evil here. Let's get right down to it, AW Dark Elevation. It should be noted here that throughout the show, they're actually using just AW Elevation without the dark here. I know Tony Schiavone mentioned it a couple times, and the hashtag even said hashtag AW Elevation. So I'm not sure if they're going to be changing the name soon, but the graphics still show dark, so it might just be a transitioning phase. First match, Julia Hart defeated LMK, also known as Little Mean Kathleen, by submission with her stretch hold that still does not have a name. Layla Gray gets her first victory in AEW here, defeated JC Storm with a knee to the face, and she didn't come out with Stokely Hathaway either, so I'm not sure what's going on with her and the baddies. We have 10-man action here as The Butcher and The Blade and Helico and Private Party defeated Waves and Girls, Julio Cruz, Victor Chase, and Joey Ace. Quick match here with Helico getting the win by submission. The Factory's QT Marshall, Anthony Ogogo, Aaron Solo, and Nick Camarado defeated Bobby Orlando, Bryce Donovan, Brett Gosselin, and TUG Cooper. QT let his teammates do all the work and then came in at the very end to hit Orlando with the diamond cutter for the pin. Cole Carter defeated Serpentico. Luther's back here with Serpentico after being gone for a while. He had a little bit of offense as Luther screamed on, but Carter was able to stop him and beat him after hitting the 450 splash. Athena defeated Christina Marie quickly with the O-face, and then we go backstage where Cole Carter is being interviewed by Lexi Nair, and the Factory interrupt him and ask him once again to join the Factory as they are family, and this time Carter agreed. He shook his hand, and it looks like he has joined them. And the main event here was Willow Nightingale, Hikaru Shida, and Toni Storm defeated Nyla Rose, Marina Shafir, and Emi Sakura as Shida pinned Sakura after hitting the Falcon Arrow in a very fun match. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark from Universal Studios. The Trustbusters, which are Ari Daivari and Slim J, defeated Logan Cruz and Tyshawn Price. Slim J had the match pretty much won after they hit a double-team neckbreaker on Cruz, but Daivari asked to be tagged in so he can get the pin. After the match, Tony Schiavone gets a word and asks if Daivari shortened his name to Ari so he could be like Ari Gold from Entourage, and he said yes, that's the reason. Then he talks about how he has bought stocks and houses, and they are the greatest investment in AEW history. Willow Nightingale defeated the debuting Harley Cameron with a Dr. Bomb. Harley Cameron, I know she sings on the side as well as she does the entrance music for the inspiration. Diamante defeated another debut here with Rocky Radley by submission with a half straitjacket. Aaron Solo and Nick Camarado of the Factory defeated Casey Rocker and Caleb Tennedy. Casey Rocker also goes by Casey Rocks on NWA. But Solo pins Tennedy after a top rope double stomp. Captain Sean Dean defeated the debuting Jonathan Hudson with a top rope splash. Parker Bordeaux, the former Harlan from NXT, who was just in MLW as part of the Battle Riot, debuts here for AEW. And he comes out with the Trustbusters with Ari Daivari and Slim J, so it looks like he is their newest acquisition. He defeats Serpentico. He wins easily with this like back suplex chokeslam combo. Looked very good in short fashion here. And after the match, Daivari says that he brought Parker in, and Parker says, "I've arrived." So we'll see if he'll be staying here on a permanent basis for AEW or if he'll continue in MLW. The Acclaimed defeated Peter Avalon and Ryan Nemeth for the Wingmen. Max Caster pinned Nemeth after a mic drop. And then we head over to RevPro's Summer Sizzle Show as Pac defends his All-Atlantic Championship against Connor Mills. They show Kip Sabian in the crowd. As you might have known, he's been in the audience the last couple months wearing his big box in his head. But it's the first time that they've actually identified him on camera, as Excalibur says that it's Kip Sabian. And then during the match, Pac kind of gets in his face a little bit as well. And he does get the win after hitting the Black Arrow in a really impressive matchup from both of these guys. My first time seeing Mills here. Looked good. And after the match, after Pac won, he gets in Kip's face again. As Excalibur says that Kip has been following Pac all over the world. So I'm not sure if they're going to be starting something here. And hopefully Kip Sabian can start wrestling again. We go to NXT UK. Brooks Jensen and Josh Briggs defend the UK Tag Team Championship against Mark Andrews and Wild Boar. Fast and fun match here that ended when they dodge Andrews' shooting star press and hit him with a version of their total elimination as Jensen gets the pin. We see a quick video from Tyler Bate where he says that Trent Seven broke his heart and he's coming for him. And then we see the press conference for next week's match between Miko Satomura and Saray, as Saray says that she is the sunrise and Miko is the sunset. Blair Davenport defeated the male with the Falcon Arrow. We get a video where Oliver Carter challenges D'Familia, and they announce that Oliver Carter versus Rohan Raja will happen next week. We get an update on Shaw Samuels as more people are asking for their money, but Samuels has nothing to give except the clothes on his back, as he literally is paying with that. And the main event here for the UK Championship, Ilya Dragunov defeated Wolfgang. Throughout the match, Dragunov showed that his back was showing signs of injury, but a wild back and forth match here with Wolfgang getting real close to winning, but Dragunov hits the Torpedo Moscow for the pin and the win in their first ever one-on-one match. We go to Impact Wrestling on Behind the Impact, or Before the Impact. Bhupinder Gujjar defeated Vincent. Brian Myers was on commentary, scouting possible challengers. Maria Kanellis was at ringside, but she gets ejected when she was trying to interfere. And Heath's music plays, but he doesn't come out, and this distracts Vincent as Gujjar rolls him up for the pin. After the match, Heath does come out, and he takes out Vincent. The main show, Eddie Edwards defeated Ace Austin. Chris Bay and Kenny King were both ringside, but they both get ejected. And Edwards hits a Tiger Driver, followed by the Die Hard Driver for the win. Gia Miller is backstage with Heath, where he says that since they took out Rhino, he's going to take out Anna no more one by one. Alex Shelley tells Josh Alexander to not get hurt tonight against Shira, as he wants him to be at 100% at Emergence. Laredo Kid and Trey Miguel defeated Johnny Swinger and Zicky Dice. Swinger and Dice do this thing where they try to put these masks on and confuse their opponents. They're kind of like leather masks, kind of to go with their whole dungeon thing. But it only covers the bottom of their face, and obviously it doesn't work, as Laredo Kid hits Dice with the Frog Splash for the pin. Bhupinder Gujjar backstage tries to ask Brian Myers for a match, but he says that Black Taurus has stepped up and asked him first. Then we go to this showcase for OVW wrestlers as Tiffany Nieves defeated Jada Stone. Nieves has appeared on Dark a bunch. And we had Tasha Steeles on commentary as well. And Nieves gets the easy win here with a roll-up, but she does hold on to the rope. But after the match, we have the return of Killer Kelly, who comes out and she takes out Nieves and Stone as Tasha Steeles kind of wonders what she's doing here. Violent by Design are backstage and said that they will take out the Motor City Machine Guns and then they'll take out Kushida. And then we see a video package on Alex Shelley with a lot of talent from Impact Wrestling talking about him and what he means. And we also get a video from Johnny Gargano, so it's the first time he's actually made an appearance since leaving WWE. Josh Alexander defeated Sheriff pretty quickly with the ankle lock submission, and then Moose talks about having no alliance with Steve Macklin in his attack towards Sami Callihan. Anna Nomura backstage, and they corner Scott D'Amore and ask him for a tag team title shot for Mike Bennett and Matt Taven, and then we see Chelsea Green and Deonna Purrazzo backstage planning Deonna's bachelorette party, but Jessica interrupts them and says that she loves to party, but she gets stopped by Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie, who tell her that she can't party with them. Raj Singh was still in the ring after the match that Shera had, and says that he isn't leaving until there's justice, and then the lights go out, and they come back on as Sami Callihan appears and takes him out with a Cactus Driver 97, and Sami Callihan says that both Moose and Steve Macklin have a date with the Diff Machine. Gia Miller was trying to get a word with Mia Yim, but we got some technical difficulties that interrupted, and these technical difficulties continue throughout the show, and then we kind of cut to the production truck, where we see that the reason for this is because Anna Nomura was attacking the truck. So Scott D'Amore is upset with them that they lost signal for the show, so he makes a match for Emergence 5 versus 5, Anna Nomura versus the Bullet Club, and if the Anna Nomura wins, they get a tag team title shot, but if they don't, they'll have to disband forever, which is the same thing that happened to Team Canada, as he brought up. In a main event here, Kushida making his in-ring debut defeated Rich Swann. Very good match here from the former 205 Live alumni as Kushida drops off the top rope with the hoverboard locked on as Swann submits. We go to NWA USA. There's a special Surge episode hosted by Wrecking Ball Ligursky and Mercurio as Jay Bradley wasn't available. We have Jordan Clearwater and Scion representing the Idolmania Sports Management defeated the Now, with Clearwater pinning Vic Delicious after hitting the Midas Touch. Then Wrecking Ball was asking Angelina Love and Velvet Sky why they're called the Beautiful People, as Mercurio asked what restaurant they like to eat at, and Wrecking Ball suggested they should all go eat at Olive Garden. Brady Pierce defeated Brett Boucher with his finisher called the Top Gun. We get a quick segment with Mercurio and Wrecking Ball with the Freeman brothers, and we find out that Rush Freeman's little big brother's name is actually Rosario Freeman, and then they kind of make fun of his height. Marty Bell defeated Missa Kay, Paola Blaze, and Riley Rocket in a four-way match after Marty hits Riley with a Protect Your Neck for the pin. And then Wrecking Ball and Mercurio were trying to interview Natalia Markova and Taryn Terrell, as Mercurio was also trying to hit on them. And the main event here was Gags the Gimp and Sal the Pal of Miserably Faithful defeated Alex Taylor and Rush Freeman of Ill Begotten, with Sal pinning Freeman after Gags hits the finisher that he calls the finish. And then we go to NWA Power, which has the show starts with Matt Taven and Mike Bennett being interviewed about going after the tag team titles. I feel like they're going after all the titles on every show that they're on. But La Rebellion interrupts them and they get into a big brawl, including the father of Damian 666 here getting involved as well. And then we have a number one contenders match for the national championship. Scion defeated Rodney Mack with a roll-up with a little bit of leverage. Camille and Tom Latimer talk about NWA 74 and how Camille has to have matches on both those nights, as she'll be fighting the first night defending the title and then the next night against the winner of the tournament. And then Trevor Murdoch's asked for a match for next week with Pope, but he wouldn't reveal his reasoning why. We have a team war match where every pinfall counts as elimination, as the Miserably Faithful, Judas, Sal the Power, and Gags the Gimp defeated the Ill-Begotten's Alex Taylor, Rush Freeman, and Jeremiah Plunkett, with Judas and Taylor being the last two, and Judas getting the win after hitting a crucifix bomb. May Valentine was trying to interview Colby Carino and kept asking questions about Tyrus, which upset him, but Aaron Stevens was there for some reason as well as Casey Rocker, and they just kind of keep asking random questions that get him upset. They announced that some names to appear at NWA 74 will include legends such as Baby Doll, J.J. Dillon, Barry Windham, and Ricky Steamboat. And then the main event here for the World Television Championship, Tyrus defeated Odinson after hitting the Heart Punch. And they had about 10 minutes or so for the show left here, so they show a bonus match from Always Ready, where Natalia Markova defeated Tyra Valkyrie. On Level Up, we have Javier Bernal defeated Miles Bourne. These two go one-on-one after teaming up a couple weeks ago and not being on the same page. Bernal gets the pin on Bourne with a roll-up, but uses the rope for a little bit of leverage, which pisses off Bourne as commentary speaks about a little bit of change in Bernal's behavior. Fallon Henley defeated Sol Ruka. Ruka looked good in this, but Henley stepped her with the hoedown for the pin. In the main event here, Idris Inofe and Malik Blade defeated Ika Manjiro and Quincy Elliott. Blade pinned Elliott after the double-team finisher, where Inofe impressively lifts up Big Elliott on his shoulders for Blade to hit with a running neckbreaker. New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong had Jeff Cobb defeated Jordan Clearwater with Tour of the Islands in Clearwater's first match in Strong since December of last year. Fred Yehi defeated Bateman by submission with the Koji Clutch. And then we have the second semifinal match in the Strong Openweight Tag Team Tournament, as Aussie Open defeated Barrett Brown and Mysterioso of Stray Dog Army, hitting the Coriolis on Brown, and Kyle Davis gets the pin to advance. Sorry, Mark Davis gets the pin to advance to the finals against Christopher Daniels and Yura Uemura. Bullet Club's Jay White, Chase Owens, and Hikuleo defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi, Fred Rosser, and Kevin Knight. Knight almost made Hikuleo submit to the Boston Crab, but he escaped, and he hit Knight with a chokeslam for the pin. And after the match, Jay White cut a promo saying that without him, New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong would not be a thing. We go to WWE main event, which was from MSG, which I attended, had Mustafa Ali and Cedric Alexander defeated Akira Tozawa and T-Bar. Mustafa Ali pinned Tozawa after hitting the 450 splash, and then Asuka and Dana Brooke defeated Carmella and Tamina. This is Carmella's debut on main event. Asuka gets the win after she rolls up Tamina for the pin. The WWE Network editions of the week were WXW We Love Wrestling 33, which had a match with Masha Slamovich, as well as another episode of ICW Fight Club. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.